for answers to the questions you have. Call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit PrattFuneralService.com.
That's Kim Moore on FM 100.9 WRCO-FM, Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden giving his keynote address at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, telling delegates and others in the audience at the United Center that picking Kamala Harris as his running mate was one of the best decisions of his career.
Her story represents the best American story. And like many of our best presidents, she was also vice president. That's a joke.
Barack and Michelle Obama will speak tonight, Bill Clinton and Tim Walz on Wednesday, and Kamala Harris accepts the nomination, will speak Thursday. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is retiring today following his conviction on corruption charges. He'll be sentenced in October. The bodies of six Israeli hostages recovered overnight in an operation outside the Gaza Strip. The remains all discovered in a southern Gaza town. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Tel Aviv, pushing for a ceasefire deal, including a U.S.-backed plan to end 10 months of fighting in the Strip. This is ABC News. Two Texas parents found not liable for their son's alleged attack on a high school.
Families of victims in the May 2018 shooting at the Houston area Santa Fe High School alleged Dimitros Agordis's parents should have secured the family's guns and gotten their son mental health treatment. The 17-year-old killed 8 students and 2 teachers, injured 13 others.
Did the negligence, if any of those named below, proximately cause the occurrence?
Judge Jack Ewing read the jury forms and verdicts.
No.
Their son's in custody at a state mental hospital. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Illinois on the verge of becoming the fifth state in the nation to completely ban corporal punishment in school. It's been prohibited to spank for decades in public schools, and a law taking effect in January will ban it in private schools as well. Americans aren't having as many babies. The CDC says the number of births in the U.S. dropped 2% in 2023 after a couple of years of going up. Just under 3.6 million babies were born that year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings. Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep. and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Sunshine at times today, a high of 74. Northeast to east winds around 5. Tonight, a few clouds and cool, a low of 50. Partly cloudy and mild Wednesday and 76. Thursday near 80 and Friday near 80 with a slight chance of a shower. A high of 86 Saturday and 90 on Sunday. After a midnight reading of 63 and a low of 57, it is 58 degrees in Richland Center. Welcome to Tuesday, August 20th.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. Kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress. Loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to be in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Oh, God makes the good stuff.
Tyler Hubbard. Some things to celebrate today. It is International Day of Medical Transporters Day. So we thank those that help transport those to medical care. Also, today is Accessible Air Travel Day. It's Hawaiian Pizza Day. I don't know. I like most pizzas, but I'm not a big pineapple fan. So on my pizza, probably not. It's National Lemonade Day. It's also National Bacon Lovers Day. All I can hear in my head is Homer Simpson. Bacon, greasy. And National Chocolate Pecan Pie Day. That sounds pretty awesome. And today is National Radio Day. So we pat ourselves on the back a little bit and glad that radio has survived and hopefully will survive. And we feel like local radio is the way to go there. But certainly it survived. You talk about when television came on and you talk about the internet and things like that. But we're still hanging in there and able to bring you some exciting community events, including Church League Championship Softball. Knockdown, drag-out action tonight. We'll have it for you live at Kruska Park.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard.
Well, we can't even spell it. We WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Kershaw on FM 100.9 WRCO. It's 18 after 7.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Sale will end soon.
You heard right.
Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the store in just a few weeks.
Prices slashed again.
Now save 40% off most items throughout the store, including all remaining furniture, bedding, and mattresses.
Wow.
Save like never before or again. All remaining appliances in stock are reduced again, including all Speed Clean washers and dryers.
Plus,
prices slashed again on all power tools, lawn and garden power equipment, and the entire rental department. Brogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 5.
All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
It's fun for the whole family at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Bring the kids for the great carnival and plenty of kid-friendly activities. Admission to the fair is just $5 Thursday and Sunday, $10 Friday and Saturday, with kids 8 and under free. There are plenty of things for the kids during the day, all free with gate admission. For a full listing of all the fun happening, check out CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com for more information. See you in Gays Mills, August 22nd through the 25th for the Crawford County Fair.
Hello, everyone. The Willow Valley United Methodist Men invite you to join them for their hog roast and corn boil. That's this Saturday from 4:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The menu includes sweet corn, pulled pork sandwich, coleslaw, dessert, milk, beans, the whole shebang. All this for a free will donation. Again, that's the Willow Valley United Methodist Men hog roast and corn boil at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in downtown Ithaca this Saturday. We hope to see you there.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Did you have a good evening?
Yes. Got a little grass mowed last night.
Did you? Didn't come cut mine at all.
No, I didn't come do that.
What's up with that?
Well, barely have enough energy to do my own and lack motivation and things like that. But I got it done. Got enough, you know.
Did you skim it?
A little bit.
Good.
As my mom used to say, Jim, that kid ain't too work brittle, is he?
I had a lady visit us yesterday, Philip.
Yes.
Yeah. And she gave me this stack of pens, and her name was Nancy. That's all she would give me.
Oh, nice.
So as I was unwrapping the pens, as you see here, redoing it, there's a note on here, Philip.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And, you know, nice lady.
Is it addressed to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm...
Hold on a second. Oh, more used pens.
See, yes, which
my plea that we didn't have any pens in the building, that's coming along pretty well.
Yeah, so
lots of pens now.
Anyway, and there's a rubber band to shoot you with.
Another, yeah, you can always use that too.
Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services pen.
A little more new than the last ones we had. Yep.
I didn't ever hear this, but a Nordic Chores Club.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay. Must be a. Some sort of advertisement. Right.
And then thank you for choosing Clary Memorial Funeral Home.
All right.
Then SMS Health.
All right.
And I've never heard of this company, BIC. So anyway, there's a note here.
Oh, yeah. What do you have? Right.
First of all, it says trust in Jesus, so that's appreciative.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, please, please stop trying to sing. Listen to yourself.
Listen to yourself. Ah, that's what I've been trying to tell you that.
Apparently, Philip, I can't sing worth a hip.
No.
That's, rawhide.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You better heed her warning.
Yes. But Nancy, thank you very much.
She might come back and beat you up if you don't stop it.
Number two, happy birthday to Ryan Cairns. He is 50.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, the old goat.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh. Happy birthday to him. They're having a big shindig, I'm sure, all week for that young man.
Right.
Or that old goat.
I had no idea he was that age.
He is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's just a young pup, though, really.
Oh, yeah. He looks a lot older than 50, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
No, he doesn't. No. So, good guy. Good business down there, so I'm very thankful to them. Number three. This is one of the most giving communities I've ever lived in my life. And I'm saying thank you from the bottom of my heart. It is absolutely amazing. I put like the great stuff together and stuff like that. And what an amazing people. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm now asking people to give to Milk and the Cheese to Ed and Linda Chitwood.
Uh-huh.
That is a awesome, awesome organization to give to. So, and if you need the phone number or the address, call us up. We'll give it to you. So, good news story that you had this morning.
Yeah,
so,
yep, well
and,
said.
And thanks to Joanne. So, great stuff. Great community. It is absolutely amazing what we live in, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't get to witness that.
We're very fortunate, you know?
You have
some that are a bit cynical that have moved away and thinking that, you know, it's small time or whatever. And as I mentioned,
we are small time. I don't care though.
But we're
big time when it comes to hearts and
right. As I was getting to though, I think you know you have a hardship, you know, maybe a death in the family, maybe you have an illness. People bring you food. You don't get that in
you do not.
Very many areas. So we're lucky.
I mean, we're absolutely lucky. I mean, look at Nancy. Look what she's brought me.
Yep. Nice pens.
Well, I was looking at the note.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I would say take it to heart. I would.
So you're telling me to be quiet?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
10-4. Are you writing sentences again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, what if you write now? Do not sing.
I will
not sing.
Sing. Hey, I can do three.
You
pretty
can do
well.
Three, yeah. You usually tape them, and they're really good.
Yeah, it works better that way.
Yeah, it does. All right, buddy. Today's quiz day. Tough day today for you.
Ooh.
So, which pen are you going to use?
Oh, I think I'll use this one.
Okay. Do you want to use mine, the lime green one?
No.
It's felt tip.
I like the ones that are like smooth that you don't have to really push. So this one works pretty well.
Oh, okay.
The Bic one.
All right, young man. 10 questions.
Yep.
On football markings.
Football markings.
Field markings.
Field markings.
Yeah.
Okay.
How good are you at this?
Probably not.
All right. Do you want a prediction before or after?
I think after. I've been at a few football fields.
A little bit you have, haven't you?
We'll see how observant I am, I guess. Yeah.
After you run the football field 10 times for doing something dumb in class.
Yes. Been there, done that.
Yeah. Speaking of running, we should run right now because there's Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yep. She's always up to something, and it's never good.
What do you have for us? Go ahead.
All right, number one. The standard length of a football field from goal line to goal line is how many yards, Philip? Is it A, 100, B, 120, or C, 80?
All right.
How wide is a standard football field, Phil? Is it A, 53 yards and 1 foot, B, 60 yards and 2 inches, or C, 45 yards? Number three, including the end zones, what is the total length of a football field? Is it A, 100 yards, B, 120 yards, or C, 100 or 80 yards? Okay. Number four, how many feet is from one end zone to the opposite goal line? Is it A, 100, B, 300, C, 200?
Let me get that straight. One end zone?
Goal line to goal line.
Oh, goal line.
Not including the end zones.
Oh, okay. So give it to me again. Right.
How many feet is from one end zone to the opposite, one goal line to the opposite goal line?
Okay.
So that question is not including the end zones, just from goal line to goal line.
All right.
Is it A, 100, B, 300, C, 200?
All right.
Number five, how long is each end zone of a football field, Philip? Is it A, 10 yards, B, 9 yards, or C, 20 yards? All right. Number six.
Yep.
How many hash marks are there between two sidelines on each side of the football field? Is it A, 2, B, 4, C, 5? Is it A, 2, B, 4, C, 5?
Okay.
All right. What number are we on? Seven. So I keep getting lost here, which people already know. I can't sing.
Yeah, no.
What is the distance between the upright goalpost on a football field, Philip? Is it A, 18 feet and 6 inches? Is it B, 20 feet or C, 23 feet? The distance between the upright goalpost on a football field. So from one goalpost to the other goalpost.
All right.
Is it A? Is it A, 18, 6 inches, B, 20 feet, or C, 23 feet?
All right.
Number 8. How high is the crossbar or the crossbar of the goalpost above the football field?
Okay.
And it's taller than I am, Phil. So it's not 6 feet and 2 inches. So is it A, 10 feet, B, 9 feet, C, 12 feet? Number 9?
Yep.
How far are the hash marks from the sidelines in an NFL on an NFL football field?
Oh.
This is tricky because it's different than college and high school. Is it A, 23 and one-third yards, B, 18 and a half yards, C, 17 yards and 2 feet? All right. Number 10, the distance between the two inner hash marks at the widest point of the football field. The distance between the two inner hash marks at the widest point of the football field. All right. Is it A, 53 yards and 1 foot, B, 40 yards and 10 inches, or C, 16 yards, or 18 yards and 6 inches? That's a tough one. But yeah. Do you know?
All right.
How do you think you did, young man?
I think I'm going to get 6.
Really?
I think so.
Really? So you could go do the markings of a football field?
Well, probably not.
Well, as long as we have a string, we could do anything.
Give me a Snickers bar. Remember that commercial where he put chefs instead of chiefs in the end zone?
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Number 1, what is the standard length of a football field from goal line to goal line? Is it A, 100, B, 120, C, 80?
100.
That is correct.
Woo-hoo.
Number 2, how wide is a standard football field? Is it 53 yards and 1 foot, 60 yards and 2 inches, or C, 45 yards and 6 feet?
I said B.
You are absolutely not correct.
Oh!
It is 53 yards and 1 foot.
After you read it, that sounded better, but oh well.
All right, number 3, including the... Are you going to, is this test under appeal now?
Okay. Nope.
Including the end zones, what is the total length of a football field, Phil? Is it 100, 120, or 80 yards?
120.
It is correct.
Woo!
Here was the trick question. I think you figured it out. How many feet is from one end zone goal line to the other goal line?
300.
It is 300.
Because
I did not say yards. I said feet.
Feet.
Nice job.
A little different. Yep.
Yeah. How long is each end zone of a each end zone on a football field? Is it 10, 9, or 12 yards?
10 yards.
It is correct. Number 6.
Actually, it'd be wide, though, right? 10 yards wide length.
Isn't it 10 yards long?
It's 10 yards long.
Yeah. What did I say? How long?
Oh, you did say how long? Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just asking. Yeah. I was on the math team, you know.
And do you know that 5 out of 4 people are excellent in math?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yes. Number 6.
How many hash marks are there between two sidelines of each side of the field? Is it 2, 4, or 5?
2.
It is correct. 2.
Woo!
A lot of people get that confused because some people think that there's 4, but there's only 2.
Mm-hmm.
What is the distance between the upright goalpost on a football field, Phil? 18 feet, 6 inches, 20 feet, or 23 feet?
18, 6. Yeah,
that is correct.
Yep.
How high is the crossbar of the goalpost above the field?
I think it's 10 feet.
It is 10 feet.
I could never jump up and slam dunk the football.
I couldn't either.
Like some people do.
If I had a net on, I could hang on it, but that's about it.
Yep.
Number 9. How far are the hash marks from sidelines in the NFL? Is it 20? Let me read that question. How far are the hash marks from the sidelines in the NFL? Is it 23 and one-third yards? Is it 18 and a half yards? Or 17 yards and 2 feet, Phil?
I went with 18 and a half.
It's 18 and a half yards. Nice job.
Good deal. That was a guess, but I got it.
Number 10, the distance between the two inner hash marks at the widest point of the football field is 53 yards and 1 foot, 40 yards and 10 inches, or C, 18 yards and 6 inches.
18, 6.
That is absolutely correct.
Woo! I got all but one again.
Well, you're on a roll.
I am.
But you know my whole philosophy for tests, don't you?
What's that?
About trying to not get you an A.
Well, you're trying to skunk me for a year.
For a year. Yeah.
So it was in May.
May 28th.
The last one I aced. And that was music, by the way.
But I will tell you this. Your knowledge of around the world knowledge is pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm quite impressed.
Useless knowledge.
I honestly thought the one that with the 300 feet would get you, but you're very, very tentative.
I listened to that one carefully.
Yeah, because you made me say it again.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well, then you said end zone to the goal line. I'm like, well, is that the back? That was why I was questioning that. Is that the back of the end zone or the goal?
You're very astute young man you
can't
are.
Can't go on the fridge today.
No, but boy, I tell you what.
Maybe I'll pin it on your shirt here.
Your average is really up there right now.
Well, it is. It's up there. But
when school starts, it usually goes back down.
It does.
It does.
Back to reality.
But anyway, thank you for... Oh, and I'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock at...
Church League
Championship.
Football.
Yeah, so, looking forward to this.
That's a good local radio thing.
But anyway,
buddy, always have fun.
Yes. Do they have a concession stand?
No. Nope, you'll have to bring your own. And hope that maybe Bill Twining brings you a peanut butter sandwich or something.
Yeah. Well, if it's going to be peanut butter and jelly, I'd really prefer jelly and peanut butter. Everybody have a good day and be
That's
kind.
Ray, enjoy your new pens, too. Don't sing.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wisconsin DOT has let us know of a traffic crash in Sauk County. West Baraboo, US 12 eastbound and westbound affected. All lanes blocked for the next couple of hours. So be aware of that if you're headed toward Baraboo this morning. This day in history, in 1866, President Andrew Johnson declared the official end of the Civil War. Other history lessons. The American Professional Football Conference was established by representatives of four pro football teams. 2 years later, with 18 teams, it would be renamed the National Football League. And in 1964, President Johnson signed into law the Economic Opportunity Act, a nearly $1 billion anti-poverty measure. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Happy 10th birthday to Brecken Carter. Love Mom, Dad, Camden, and Reagan. To Janice Frazier from Cousin Charlene. Happy birthday, Kathy Coppernall, from Mom and Rick, and Hunter and Tyler. Birthday greetings to Hadley Prohaska. Love Mima and Grandpa. Dina Shaw. Love Jeremy, Tiffany, Brecken, and Camden, and Reagan. Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center United Methodist Church to Eunice Black. Happy birthday, Terry Ressler and Gracie Adsett from Little Willow Birthday Club. To Phil McCormick, lots of love from Julie and the family. Happy birthday wishes as well to Ryan Cairns, 50th, from Julie and the family, and to Ryan from all the team at State Farm Insurance. He'll have to check on his rate today now that he's 50. Greetings going out from the RC Lions to Ryan Cairns, Dan Turner, Lindy Fry, and Gracie Adsett, Carolyn Pellet, Stephanie Fontana Gertz, and happy anniversary, Jack and Leslie Atkinson. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today saluting Sue Everson, Isaac Hayes, Sarah Spiegel, and Wiley Reek, along with Lainey Randall. Happy anniversary, Nathan and Michelle Pinkham. And from the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Ryan Cairns, and Jack and Leslie Atkinson. That's an update on area birthdays and anniversaries today from WRC.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
7:42 the time. Let's salute our special anniversary couples.
You are my special angel, sent from up above. The Lord smiled down on me and sent an angel to
heaven.
J.G. Rice. As we salute our special couples today, this is Phil Nee, and I hope you have a great Tuesday.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Sunny to partly cloudy today, a high of 74. Tonight, a few clouds and cool with a low of 50. In Richland Center, we have sunny skies and it's 56 degrees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. An arena woman lost her life in a single vehicle crash over the weekend. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that around 10:25 Sunday night, the 911 center received a call of a motor vehicle crash at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and County Highway H in the township of Arena. The initial investigation shows that the vehicle operated by Philip White, 71 of Arena, was traveling northbound on County Highway H when it veered off the roadway, striking a power pole and stop sign before rolling over onto U.S. Highway 14. Philip White was transported to UW-Madison by Spring Green EMS with non-life-threatening injuries. His passenger, Karen White, 68 of Arena, was treated by Arena EMS and UW MedFlight, but she died from her injuries and was pronounced deceased by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This is Iowa County's second fatality of 2024. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table when the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday and Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by 6 and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. Jay Rothman says his 2025-27 budget proposal would allow the UW system to shed its ranking of 43rd among 50 states in public funding and reach the national median. Rothman says it will take an additional $457 million annually to achieve that. Features of the proposed budget include extending the Wisconsin tuition program to students from families earning up to $71,000 annually, 5% and 3% general wage increases for faculty and staff, and emphasizing talent development. Rothman said he would not recommend tuition increases over the period covered by the biennial budget. A task force put together by the governor has released its recommendations on how to address challenges facing the healthcare workforce. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says one of those recommendations is to include ways to increase grant funding to employers so they can better retain and recruit staff. Other recommendations include adopting Medicaid expansion, increasing rates for home and community-based services, and helping healthcare workers navigate insurance benefit options. According to Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of up to $19,000 or 19,000 registered nurses by 2040. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the state journal reports Krabbe tests can produce false positives, and some doctors have doubts about treatments. The Republican vice presidential candidate's campaign says the press conference at the Kenosha County Courthouse will focus on crime and safety. Republican Senate nominee Eric Hovde, Representative Brian Stile, and Kenosha County Sheriff David Zorner will join Vance. Vance has been no stranger to Wisconsin, making three stops to the crucial battleground state in August. He was in Milwaukee Friday and spoke on crime and opioids. He also stopped in Eau Claire on August 6th. Democrats are targeting 16 assembly races and 5 Senate races in November. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hasselbein says voters are fed up with inaction on issues like PFAS cleanup.
We're letting everybody know that we have a plan in place. There's $125 million that we should be getting out the door to help these communities and the people that live there, and the Republicans refuse to do so.
Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics, undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Wisconsin Democratic Party says it's prepared to spend millions to get its message out. Madison's first bus rapid transit line is nearly ready to roll. City officials announced Monday that the East-West bus rapid transit line is set to begin service on September 22nd and will run about every 15 minutes through most of the day. Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway called the launch of BRT a monumental step forward for the community and its transit system. Federal funding helped create a new maintenance facility, new charging technology, and a new fleet of all-electric buses. Some road lanes have been painted red as part of the BRT construction, which took place over the summer. The bus-only lanes will cover 9.5 miles of the 15-mile-long east-west BRT line. Scammers are using people's social media videos to copy their voices. Wisconsin Better Business Bureau President Jim Temmer says it only takes a few seconds of your voice to make a reasonable copy with a computer. They could then use your voice along with your phone number to try and trick your loved ones into handing over money or personal information. Temmer says the best way to prevent this is to only share your videos with your friends and family and keep a close eye on friend requests to make sure they're not from phony accounts. A UTV crash Sunday afternoon resulted in multiple injuries. At approximately 3:45 in the town of Viroqua, a 14-year-old from rural Viroqua was operating a side-by-side UTV eastbound on Upper Maple Dale Road and failed to negotiate a curve to the right. The UTV tipped onto its left side and came to rest along the left edge of the roadway. The 14-year-old operator, a 15-year-old passenger from Steuben, a 14-year-old passenger from Gaze Mills, and a 14-year-old passenger from Soldiers Grove were all treated at Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua. By late Sunday evening, all the injured were released. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage. Blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available this week. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from noon to 5 at the Glacier Canyon Conference Center in Wisconsin Dells, Thursday from 11 to 4 at Americ Inn Hotel and Suites in New Lisbon, Friday from 11 to 4 at Cornerstone Church in Spring Green, and from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To make an appointment and any blood drive, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Adults are invited to go back to camp. Adult summer camp will be held at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona Saturday from 2 to 7. The summer camp will include activities and locally brewed beverages. For the suggested minimum donation, attendees will receive an aluminum cup to fill with the beverages of their choice, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, as they enjoy a camp experience designed for them. Activities include fort building, pond dipping, obstacle courses, survival challenges, camp crafts, nature art, capture the flag, yard games, campfire songs, and more. This is a ticketed event. The suggested donation is $50. Campers must be 21 years of age by the event date to register for adult summer camp. Free parking is available at Ahuska Park with a free shuttle that will run every 15 to 20 minutes. Food carts will also be available for a fee. For more information, go online to AldoLeopoldNatureCenter.org or call 608-221-0404, extension 1.
Hello friends, Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, August 20th. Brandy Crump, 19, of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held this morning at 10 at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Church, with burial to follow in the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Brandy Crump, 19, of Muscadet. Judith Fairbee, 87, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 3 o'clock Friday, August 30th, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, August 30th, from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judith Fairbee, 87, of Richland Center. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Saturday, September 7th at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, September 7th from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday, September 27th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, September 27th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kiri and Kelly Long had a son, Callahan Shane.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
The Milk into Cheese donation drive is underway. Here's Michael Hernan with more.
The Milk into Cheese donation drive is in its 25th year of operation. Here's Ed Chitwood about the drive.
1,000 pounds of milk makes 100 pounds of cheese. In the last 10 years, I think we have taken about 50,000 pounds of cheese to the local food pantries, right around 5,000 pounds a month. And our goal is 25,000 pounds. pounds of milk, which would be 2,500 pounds of cheese. We're not trying to get all our eggs in one basket because we also have a hayride and we also have a bowling tournament. You can donate any money. 1,000 pounds of milk would cost about $200. Now, you don't have to give $200. You can give $20, $100, $50, a dollar. But I guarantee you everything that you give us, 100% of it will go for the cause. I deliver the cheese.
The donation drive is available for a limited time.
It starts now. You can send your money to Linda and myself, and we're going to kind of wrap it up by Labor Day weekend. So from now through Labor Day weekend, and like I said, you can give any time of the year. I've already gotten two checks from two different people. They must have on their calendar or whatever, and bang, I already got checks.
You are invited to place a donation to contribute to the drive.
Our address is
Joe Biden on